First of all, what is Galentine's Day for someone who hasn't ever heard of that?
Galentine's Day, a la Amy Poehler in Parks and Recreation. What's her actual name? Leslie Knope. Okay. I think she made it February 13th, right? The day before Valentine's Day to celebrate her lady friends and just support female friendships and female empowerment. And so we just kind of tagged along with that, and we want to bring light to our favorite female authors throughout history.
Have you guys had any other Galentine's events before?
I have no idea. I think this is our first Valentine's Day working here. So.
So what are some of the books that you guys will be testing the knowledge of the participants?
So we're trying to narrow it down and just focus on Emma and Pride and Prejudice, Little Women, and Jane Eyre, just because those were all of our favorites at the bookstore and the ones we knew best.
So those are all written by female authors. Those stories have been around for such a long time. Little Women just had a remake. There's another version of Emma coming out. How are these romance stories still affecting the world today, both in books, literature, and in film?
Big question.
Take it slow.
Yeah, I think what makes them stand out is that their romance is not centered on the end goal of marriage. In each story, it focuses on the woman and her independence through that. And it focuses on her as a person and not as a love interest. And I think that's very powerful coming from a woman told story, whereas your male told romances may not be as such.
And I think in contrast to a lot of the rom-coms and stories we see now where it's focused on how they look or different aspects, these women were typically pretty plain, but they're really smart, and that's what makes them attractive.
And we're very excited about it.
You can come in, and if you need any last-minute gifts, we have lots of new candles, lots of gift things just besides books, and we have wrapping things, so if you need to just get it done now, it's a perfect place to get your last-minute gift.
As far as Valentine's gifts, what are some original gifts that people can give that aren't just the typical flowers and chocolate?
Books. That's the best gift anyone could give ever for every holiday.